Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, did Cody Rhodes just retire on AEW Dynamite?
It looks like the former Ruby Riot is heading to AEW.
AEW have unveiled a four-man commentary team for Rampage.
And overnight, the announcement of the sad passing of Bobby Eaton. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Right, we're going to kick things off with the biggest story coming out of, not as newsworthy episode of Dynamite as the recent few weeks, but we got this big thing at the end. Malakai Black, I mean, he pretty much squashed Cody, right? It was like 5 minutes. It was very one-sided for much of it. Shades of the Brodie Lee match with Cody last year, for sure. Ended up putting him away after putting him through a table on the outside, kicking him off the top rope. Cody went through the timekeepers. Put him away with the spinning roundhouse kick, the Black Mass, as you might know it. No word on what it's going to be called now. Boot on the chest. Very cocky, Mr. Malakai Black. Very cocky indeed, Thomas End. But Cody... Tony Schiavone came in afterwards. This led to Cody kind of cutting a promo. Very emotional promo, kind of putting over AEW, what they'd done, what they'd accomplished, like the company's success, kind of building up the fans. And then he appeared to retire from wrestling. This unforeseen turn of events. He thanked everyone for how they'd supported him and everything else. It was all very ominous. And then he started taking his boots off so that he could leave them in the ring, symbolically. Now, he got one of the boots off, but Malakai Black came back with a crutch and beat him up because he's evil. Kind of held the boot, looked at it a bit, and then the show went off the air. But as the show was going off the air, the announcers were speculating on whether or not Malakai Black had retired Cody Rhodes. So, it's pro wrestling, right? Retirements aren't retirements in pro wrestling. We always go back to the Terry Funk rule and the amount of times he came back from retirements and everything else. It's very difficult to look at these things and go, oh yeah, Cody is definitely stepping away from the ring. He is finished forever. It's probably part of an angle and everything else. But still, a surprising turn of events to close homecoming, Adam.
Yeah, it was surreal, obviously, when you saw how much time was left on Dynamite when he got that cocky pin. You're like, what happens now? You got like 5 minutes to kill, lads. And he made the announcement. It's always a bit awkward, like you say, because you don't want to believe all retirements in wrestling. But then again, if it is actually a retirement, you don't want to be like, he ain't retiring. And then they go, no, he has. And you go, oh, bollocks. Although The Undertaker hasn't retired, so I'm a complete hypocrite with that. But I don't know, is he going off to film some stuff? I sense that this attack with Malakai Black may well lead to a match where Black says, you don't get to retire, I say when you retire, and maybe they run it back all out, perhaps?
Yeah, I could see that happening for sure. It seems to me like Cody maybe wants to take some time off, like you say. It was an interesting segment. I'll save my subjective opinion on that segment for my article on the website, Ups and Downs. I do the article for that. Check it out in a few hours' time. But yeah, it's probably setting up a hiatus and then a comeback. Black looked great coming out of all of this, though. Like, the match was really well suited to make him look like as big a star as possible with the new entrance and everything. Just really good stuff for Malakai Black coming out of this show. And we'll see what comes of this Cody angle.
And it makes sense, to be fair, with Cody. He obviously is doing a great job backstage. And this roster is ridiculously big now, especially with the presumed arrivals of the likes of Daniel Bryan and CM Punk and maybe even Bray Wyatt down the line. I love Cody, but they don't need him on TV right now. So it makes sense that he maybe just goes into a more backstage role or goes off to film, I don't know, another Go Big show or do whatever, or just go home and be at home with his wife and kid. It makes makes a lot of sense. But let's continue the conversation with AEW, because there could be another new arrival. The former Ruby Riot is apparently set to become All Elite. This comes from Fightful Select. No crap, just Sapp. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select. Revealing that, now called Ruby Soho, she could be announced as AEW bound very, very soon. It's generally believed that her no-compete clause runs out just before AEW's All Out event, which go down on September the 5th. She's an 11-year veteran. She is phenomenally talented. She was seriously underutilized, in my opinion, in WWE. I think she'd be a great addition to this female roster, Andy.
It's a no-brainer of a signing for me, this. It really is. She's phenomenally talented. I don't think we got to see that a lot in WWE, because she wasn't necessarily booked in situations like long singles programs and everything else with big matches that would allow her to showcase that. But she was also universally beloved by her peers as well. So it's just a complete no-brainer signing across the board. I think it's like the non-compete is like maybe like 5 days before All Out. Mm-hmm. And All Out's in Chicago. She's from Chicago. They're doing a woman's Casino Royale on that show. They've announced that already. There's your Joker, right? In your hometown. Perfect. Perfect way to set it up. I think this is just the easiest signing they could make in the world. Oh, look, there's a free agent who probably wants to come here and can benefit us. Pluck. Yes, in you come. It's a good idea. I'm looking forward to seeing it. And I'm looking forward to seeing her in a place where maybe she'll have the opportunity to have more big matches and everything else as well.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. And the women's division's just growing rapidly now. And yeah, you've got Red Velvet versus Britt Baker on, I think, the first Rampage next Friday for Women's World title. Layla Hirsch winning that number one contender for the NWA Women's Championship last night. It's exciting times after the division has sort of struggled initially.
Yeah. There are definitely seeds there. And there are valid points to make about like how things are going at the moment with certain characters and exposure levels and opportunities and everything else. But when you add another person like Ruby Soho to the equation, you've got another like really solid, strong veteran there to help some of the more less experienced people on the roster come up and everything else. So,
indeed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing this. It's a good signing. It's a good signing. Anyway, Rampage, that debuts, like you said, next week, the 13th. That's my maths are correct. Yes, it is next week. And AEW announced the full commentary team for that show. Four men in the announce booth, which is... that's a lot of people. We already knew Mark Henry was going to be involved. He was pinpointed as an analyst for the show shortly after debuting at Double or Nothing. The other people, as announced on last night's Dynamite, are Excalibur. Of course Excalibur. He's the lead play-by-play guy, you know. Network show, you put Excalibur on it. Taz, who has excellent banter with Excalibur on Dark, of course. And the fourth man is Chris Jericho, who has been a regular guest in the Dynamite announce booth. He's been in and out of it constantly. Whenever they need someone to come in and do a guest spot, they usually get Jericho. So four people in there. I'm a two-man booth guy, really. I prefer that kind of level of chemistry and everything else. But, you know, four men in the announce booth, there's going to be a lot of voices there. We'll have to see how it goes. We'll have to see how it goes. But if it's good, it's good. And good means good. And you are good there. Good. Good.
Yes, four commentators, Jeremy. I'm surprised by the amount of people they've announced. But I do think that dynamic may well work. Like you say, you've got Excalibur, the play-by-play guy. Taz, who's, you know, used to working with him. Mark Henry, who's been brought in. And Chris Jericho is just a brilliant sort of wild card to be thrown in there to add his two pennies. I wish it was MJF. I enjoyed him calling Aubrey Edwards a floozy and Tony Schiavone an old fart on commentary last night. But I'm sure Chris Jericho, as he has done in the past, will do an excellent job. And I cannot wait for Rampage next Friday. It's really snuck up on us, hasn't it, Andy?
Yeah, it really has. And then the week after that, you know what happens. You know what happens.
Oh, be still my beating heart. Right, let's conclude with some very sad news that we woke up to this morning. Former professional wrestling legend, beautiful Bobby Eaton, has passed away at the age of 62 years old. His sister, Debbie Eaton Lewis, confirmed the sad news on Facebook. Cause of death not being revealed. Of course, he is known as one half of one of the most legendary tag teams of all time, the tag team definers, probably you could say. Yeah. The Midnight Express, he teamed with Dennis Condrey, of course, teamed with Stan Lane. They had epic matches and feuds with the Rock and Roll Express, the Fantastics. I could go on and on. But you just look at wrestling Twitter this morning, Andy, and you know all you need to know about what a lovely bloke and a legend that Bobby Eaton was.
Yeah, only 62 years old as well. It's really sad. It's really sad. Like, when you listen to his peers and like people like Stone Cold Steve Austin and everyone else talk about this guy, you understand like how much Bobby Eaton meant to like a certain period in pro wrestling and everything else. You can understand it by watching it, of course. But I always think it's interesting to hear like the colleagues of like legendary wrestlers talk about like how good they really were in the ring and everything else. And Bobby Eaton was an impeccable worker in pro wrestling. Best known for his tag work, of course, with the Midnight Express, but he had little singles runs here and there. He was WCW television champion for a while. He was in the Dangerous Alliance. Later in his career, he worked in places like New Japan. Didn't actually retire from the ring until 2015 as well, so he went on and on and on for a while. But yeah, man, like this sucks. Like, I'm a big Jim Crockett Promotions guy. Like that, like 85 onwards era, love revisiting that stuff on the network. It's some of my favorite wrestling ever. And the Midnight Express were a huge part of that. The Jim Cornette's introduction, Loverboy Dennis and Beautiful Bobby the Midnight. It's just, they're one of the all-time greats. Sad, horrible thing to wake up to. Fox, obviously, go out to the family and friends of Bobby Eaton. And sad day, man. Rest in peace.
Exactly. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE, of course. If you want to get in touch with us, CheekyBoy1021 says, hello, with Andrade and Ric Flair leaving WWE, do you see the possibility of Charlotte leaving the company as well down the road?
Charlotte strikes me as a WWE lifer. Like, obviously, we don't know about, like, how she might be influenced by things behind the scenes and everything else. WWE loves her. She seems to love working there. Obviously, there was the report that Rick had spoken out about her, you know, creative frustrations at her booking, but he's denied that himself, so Lord knows what the truth is in that matter. But I don't think so. I think WWE, she's one of those people that WWE would really push the boat out to keep if there was talk of her leaving. Now, when her contracts come up, I think she will probably go, hey, I'm going to talk to this company and this company, because you drive your value up. She values herself, and she should. She's a key player in that division. But I think she'll be in WWE for a long time yet.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you on that one. As much as Andrade and Ric Flair may well say that the grass is greener over here, I think WWE will throw the green at her as much as they need to just get to stick around in WWE. Backward Bloom 80 on Twitter gives us our second question of the day, saying, I can see AEW using the storyline of CM Punk being straight edge to stop Hangman from drinking, sober up, and then rise up to defeat Omega. The Elite have poked fun at his drinking. What do you think, Andy?
It's something that AEW has definitely used as something like that heels can say, hey, that's getting in the way of your success and everything else. And, you know, part of it is like his anxiety is the anxious millennial cowboy. It's like, it's a really good character tick. As far as getting Punk involved, I'm not sure they'll go down that route. Doesn't seem like something that they would use to kind of introduce Punk with. I think they'll take a more straightforward approach with him and maybe mingle him up with Darby Allin, who did the best in the world line last week. So, hey, look, I do think it makes sense, however. Obviously, Punk's straight edge, that's how he got over, like, big part of how he got over. It's not the sole reason, obviously. And hey, why not? Why not bring in Doc Gallows and Serena Deeb as well? Bring back the society, man. Let's go.
What was Doc Gallows wearing last night, by the way?
He's a very sexy man, isn't he? Doc Dangles Gallows.
Yeah, interesting to see where they go next with this Hangman Page angle. He just got the crap kicked out of him by the Elite last night. But there is a long road to recovery for him. And Christian Cage looks like he's the new number one contender. No announcement as to where it's going to go now, but we could get Christian Cage versus Kenny Omega at All Out. Who knows? Let us know your thoughts in the comments. And we'll finish with a question from Eddie Zamhari, who says, since the Olympics is going on, which wrestler do you want to compete in it and which sport would it be? Eddie suggests brilliantly, I'd love to see this, Darby Allin in diving.
Fair play. Well, I'm going to go to the you know, I'm going to go to the aquatic arts, swimming. Who do you think is the best swimmer in all of pro wrestling? You could look at athletic prowess, you could look at people's builds, you could look at maybe things they've done in other sports, maybe people have a swimming background, but none of that matters when you've got a guy in this sport who's called Bobby Fish, does it? There you go. There you go. That's my pick.
All right, I'll pick... I was going to pick Lance Archer to just throw people far, but I don't think that's a sport. You generally have to have objects, and he'd just be not asked if it was a shot
person
or a discus
tossing
or something. Damien Priest, archery. Oh no, I'll tell you what. It's right there, Andy. One of my best friends. Anthony Ogogo, boxing. He won a medal already. It's an open bloody goal. Go on, Anthony. A fantastic performance from him at London 2012. And great work from Team GB at the moment. Go Team GB. And let's finish up with today's and finally some great signs that we saw in the crowd on Dynamite last night. Back in Daly's place, there was a Simon Miller sign. But I want to give a nod to Silanas. I do apologise if I butchered your Twitter handle there. Who brought a Sidgwick mega fan sign to AEW Dynamite. It did also say Andy and the rest, I guess, so we can include ourselves in that. But I'll just say it's a good job Sidgwick's off this week because he would not be able to get his head in the office because it's so big after that. Great to see. Thank you so much for everyone who takes signs to these shows for us.
Yeah, I mean, when I first saw the sign, my initial reaction was, oh, God, don't hype Sidgwick's ego up even more. But when I saw and the rest, I guess, I was like, fair enough. That's really funny. Yeah, love stuff like this, man. Great to see.
I can't wait to see it. I wish I could be in Centre Parks now with him going, you seen this? Seen this, love? And she's like, yes, Michael. Can we go on a bike ride now? Yeah, Sidgwick Metafan. She's not the only one as well. Brilliant. But yes, thank you once again to Silenas. I hope I've got that right for taking those signs. And for everyone who took signs, Miller signs, of course, often spotted out there as well. But let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and Michael Hanfler reviewing AEW Dynamite and all the bonkers stuff that went down on it a little bit later on. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
You can follow me at Andy H. Murray, and it doesn't begin with H, but I can't really say anything other than rest in peace to beautiful Bobby Eaton.
Exactly. Thoughts, of course, go out to his friends and family. Awful news to wake up to. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.